appearing here on Easter Sunday, but we've been journeying through the Gospel of John for the last 40 days. And as we've journeyed through John, and especially last week as we read the Passion story, I was struck by how many times our Savior Jesus finds himself in a garden. It starts in chapter 18, see, when Jesus and the disciples leave the Last Supper, and it says that they cross the Kidron Valley to a place where there was a garden. And that garden is where Jesus was arrested and where Peter hacks off the ear of a slave named Malchus. The garden is where another man remembers seeing the disciples and says to Peter, "Didn't I see you in the garden with him?" Then it says, after Jesus dies, John writes, "There was a garden in the place where Jesus was crucified. And in the garden was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid." And so see, it is that Christ is laid in a garden to rest. And John doesn't do anything by accident. And so you know that there's something to this. There's something to it, and it reminds me, of course, of another famous garden in Scripture. You know the one I'm talking about, the Garden of Eden, where God creates every living thing and entrusts them to the care of Adam and Eve. The garden where Adam and Eve walk with God each day in the cool evening breeze, naked and unashamed. The garden where all life begins, where God provides for us, where life is defined only by God's love for us and our love for one another. See, the writer of John knows the story of creation, and he draws us back to those first days as he tells us this resurrection story, the story of a new creation. It's as if John is rewriting the whole story of the universe and trying to tell it afresh in the light of Jesus Christ. For if you remember, John 1, the gospel begins, "In the beginning was the Word," and it ends in a garden. Yes, John wants us to see that God has redeemed all of creation in Jesus Christ, and that we are one with God from in the beginning to in the garden. And so this morning, that is what is capturing my heart. And that's what I love most about this quiet moment on Easter morning. Because in this little moment, as Mary turns and John has this little throwaway line and she supposes him to be the gardener, we see how God, the original gardener, is rewriting the story of the first garden, replacing Eve with Mary in many ways, and making all things new. Look at the patterns. Rather than, as it happened in Genesis, turning away from God, in this narrative of the resurrection, Mary turns toward Jesus and sees him clearly. Where Adam and Eve chose sin, separating themselves from God, Mary meets Jesus, the one who has broken down the gates of hell, conquered death, and overcome all sin and suffering. Rather than being cast out of the garden by a fiery angel, Mary is welcomed into the garden by her Savior and friend. Where Adam and Eve are scared to walk with God in the Garden of Eden, Mary rushes toward Jesus, eager to walk with him in the garden of new creation. Where Eve leaves the garden in shame, to be ruled over by her husband, Mary leaves the garden in joy, to be ruled over by none but Christ Jesus. And no male apostle will ever take her place as the one who first proclaims, "I have seen the Lord." And where Eve leaves the garden destined for a life of toil and pain, Mary leaves the garden destined to live into the resurrection of Christ, the new creation where he will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying have passed away, for the first things are gone. See, whatever was broken at the start on this day of resurrection has been made whole. And this has everything to do with you. Yes, you, looking at me, sitting in the pews, looking at me, thinking about maybe work tomorrow or maybe the meal that you have to prepare when you get home. You who have to get your kids out of the door on time to soccer, who have to pay your bills, who have to wake up for work every morning. You. This story has everything to do with you and your daily life. Because this isn't just a parable story of a great teacher coming back to life, some ancient medical miracle or a resuscitation turned into a spring fairy tale. No, this is the true story of a God who chose to become a very real first century Palestinian man, who then chose to die to prove his love for us, and who then came back to life, conquering sin, death, and evil once and for all. This isn't just a story to put on the picture book shelf right between the baby ducklings and the Easter bunny. No, this is a grown-up story about hope in the midst of certain despair. This is a life orientation, a reframing that changes everything. Because we are no longer defined by the Garden of Eden, no longer defined by what happened there, no longer defined by the brokenness of our lives. No, on this day, we are defined by what happened in the Garden of Resurrection, the new life and new hope of God. Because the fundamental promise of Easter is that no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter what holds you down, no matter what holds you back, God's love is bigger and God's life is stronger. This day, as Christ rises from the dead, God proves this promise. All that is broken will be mended. All that is lost will be found, and all that is captive will be freed. Because the one who walked in the garden with Adam and Eve is alive and walks with us today, tending to our hearts and planting new seeds of hope. It reminds me of my favorite verse from the prophet Isaiah, where God looks at his people who are in exile in a foreign land, and he says to them, "Look, look, I am doing a new thing here. Now it sprouts up. Don't you recognize it?" That's the promise of Easter. That's the hope of the new resurrection. For God is doing a new thing in us, and it is sprouting up even now. God is rewriting our story. And we are living in the midst of a new creation, a new world that God is mending and restoring. So on this Easter, my prayer for you is that as you walk in the garden, you may see signs of new life springing up all around you. This day, may you walk in the garden with God. And may you, with Mary, proclaim the good news of our risen Savior. Amen.